Greetings. You are here for yet another amazing, kick-ass, fucking awesome artist. And of course, as we have discussed on an earlier episode, me and Leah have taste, which means we bring on the chef's kiss artists that we can connoisseur on the internet. And this one is no different. We are talking to Jasmine from Cheetahness. I really, as I said in the podcast, fuck with their music. And that is a little foreshadowing, and you'll see why. But super awesome band, fresh on the scene, but they're really, I think, going places. But I'm going to let Jasmine take it from here, and I'm going to shut up and just get a glass of wine and enjoy. I don't know why we're doing chef puns, but I'm just rolling with it. So anyway, this is Beth Ann.
And I'm Leah.
And this is She Will Rock You.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, I do. I do, as a matter of fact. Okay. I'm Beth Ann.
And I'm Leah.
And this is She Will Rock You.
Where are they getting a dub in a CPS executive meeting?
No.
Bitch, don't touch my thermostat.
The ghost be like, hold up, before I haunt you, let me turn down the thermostat.
Who is this man?
We're on page one, guys.
This is She Will Rock You.
Well, we are here with Jasmine from Cheetahness. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm stressed. I've been traveling for a month, and I have one more trip this weekend, and then I'm here in Nashville for a good bit.
Oh, that's good. Well, make sure you drink some water. We do believe in self-care on this. Good, 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 good. And make sure you light some incense or candle. Candle will do just fine. Get it all cleansed out, all that stress. But I do have to talk first about your band's tagline, which is a rock band that fucks. And I just like you just know what you're getting into. I really respect that. So tell me about like your musical journey up to this point and how you all arrived at the band Who Fucks.
Hell yeah. It's been a long journey. I've been making music since I was a kid, but I never really took it seriously until I graduated college and I was having a life crisis and I decided not to go to law school because music was what I wanted to do. Yeah. Like I got in and I said no. So I kind of just fell into this world of raunchy rock and roll. And that's what I wanted to do. If I wanted to do a project, I wanted to do something that I would want to see. And when I go out, I want to see like the music that punches you in the face. And the name Cheetahness kind of comes back to my like philosophical roots. Like I majored in philosophy and kind of this whole story of me choosing what I want to do rather than what my parents want to do. So hedonism is the philosophy of doing whatever you want to seek pleasure, whatever pleasure means to you. So hedonism is my version of that.
I love it.
And fucking is just kind of part of that, I
guess. We're big on flipping like words here because we started with We Will Rock You and they were like, no, she will rock you.
There you go.
So I respect that. Now, I was listening a little bit through your album today, which we'll talk about later, but I really, like, love the vibe of the sound in it. Like, that was the first thing that hit me. Like, not to, like, you know, give it too much weight, but for me, you know, like, the instruments, like, almost had this, like, they were recorded with vintage equipment. Like, it's a very specific sound. And then, like, the vocals and songwriting style had this, like, really good, like, the grooves that remind me of, like, Jack White's what he kind of writes. But you know, enough about what I think about it. Like, tell me a little bit of like, you know, I would love to hear like more about like your inspirations, what you all were kind of like as you were putting this together, like, hey, this kind of is hitting as like sounds we want to implement into our sound.
It's so funny that you mentioned Jack White, because my boyfriend Josh, who kind of helps, you know, with everything, he mainly was pushing the garage rock sound. I just wanted it to be rock and I wanted it to be loud and I wanted it to be fun.
Yeah.
So production wise, the garage rock, which Jack White definitely pioneered, is definitely there. But musically, like when I'm songwriting, I don't think about any one thing in particular. It's kind of just everything that I like and how I feel in the moment. So I take influences from everywhere. Like Persian music is the background of my music history because I grew up Persian and that's the music that I learned to play first. So I feel like it's always there in the background, but it's rock and roll in the front.
Mm, that's really cool. Because then you also play with different like scales and things like that. Mm. That comes from
percussion. Yeah. I'm really trying to incorporate some new instruments in our next album. Not the next EP that we're recording, but the next album after that. I want it to be super psychedelic and weird.
Oh, I love stuff like that. And that definitely kind of falls more into that like vintage equipment sound. Like that makes sense when you say that, because that's like the first thing I thought of was like, I was listening and I'm like, this literally sounds like it was recorded on like those amps, those fuzzy amps from the 70s. And I love that sound. It's garage band. It's garage rock, not garage band, but yeah. It's garage rock. It's like that 70s psychedelic influence. It's really
cool. Yeah. Thank you. And we recorded everything in our practice space back in LA. Our drummer Ben actually engineered and produced the whole album, and it was kind of his first like pandemic project, this album, and it turned out so good. Like I pinch myself listening to it sometimes. Like we did this in our practice space, which has no AC and it's sweaty, and it was in the middle of summer and we were delirious from how hot it was.
Mm-hmm. It's authentic. Sometimes those moments make the best music.
Yeah, can you feel our angst?
You can either kill the person next to you or you can write a good song.
Yep.
Sometimes those are the choices you have in life.
That was Fleetwood Mac.
I was going to say that.
That's exactly right.
Well, forever.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the new album, which is called Young, Dumb, and Stupid, which same. But did you have like, as a band, I know we were talking a little bit about, you know, it being a pandemic project, but you all have like an overarching goal you were looking to achieve with the album, or like, we want to tackle this theme?
Not really. The band kind of was thrown together before the pandemic. And then when the pandemic hit, we were like, okay, we have all this time to record something. Let's just get our best songs out so that we have them. We're still kind of riding this bumpy road of like, we moved across the country and now we're struggling to record in the spaces that we have. Mm-hmm. I think Young, Dumb, and Stupid is just kind of, everyone can relate to it. Because I feel like there's no real theme for the album. It's just kind of the best songs that we had at the time, or our favorite songs or our fans' favorite songs.
Yeah.
So that's our first little jump into the world.
It's a good jump. I think my favorite song on the album is Black Hole. I mean, you all go so fucking hard on it. I love that it's like first in this lull, and then all of a sudden the riff kicks in and this blaring solo comes out. Because I'm a nerd, walk me through like what the song's about, maybe the story of how you guys formed it.
Yeah. Black Hole is like my love story to my hometown of LA. And by love story, I mean, you know, love-hate relationship.
Sure. I get it.
It's a tough town to grow up in. Like being born and raised in Los Angeles, everyone is striving for this thing and everyone's already way ahead of you because their parents are record executives or Ray Liotta or whoever. Mm-hmm. So to me, I always felt like I never had that chance. Like my parents were immigrants. I was kind of discouraged from doing music. So to me, I felt a lot of pressure being there. And I still, like, I just got back from there and it was very traumatic to be there back again. Mm. Everyone hates their hometown, I feel like.
Yeah.
In some ways.
100%. 100%. I'm originally from New York and I grew up like an hour outside the city. Ooh. And even then it was like, man, like I got to, before I went to college and I moved here to Virginia, I was like, man, I'm tired of New York. And then you just get to this point where you're like, yeah, it was expensive, but I kind of miss it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sure, it had potholes everywhere. And, you know, the DMV was the worst experience you could imagine. But man, the food was pretty damn good.
I'm excited. I'm going to New York this weekend. So
nice. Are you going to the city or are you going upstate?
Yeah, we're going to Brooklyn.
Oh, great. What part of Brooklyn?
I have no idea.
Okay. Brooklyn's good. That's a good enough answer. I have some friends that live in the Williamsburg area. It's a cool spot. So as far as for the rest of the album, did you guys like have like a songwriting process you kind of followed? Are you kind of like the main songwriter and then you go to musicians, or how's kind of that collaboration process?
Yeah, for our first album, Young, Dumb, and Stupid, I wrote most of the songs on it, but a lot of them were started by Walker, our bassist. He would bring a bass line, and I would write off of that. I would say I am the main songwriter, but I wish I wasn't. Like, it'd be sweet if we could get in the studio more and jam, because sure. I feel like as a band, you want it to be more of a collaborative thing, but right now it's more just like, hey guys, I wrote these songs. Do you like them or...
Yeah, I get that. We were just talking to an artist before this, and they mentioned, like, you know, the first two albums they came out with, you know, they're good, but they felt like this third album, they almost self-titled it because they said, we finally have arrived to what this band is. And it definitely, like, I mean, I've never really been in a band long enough to, you know, say for certain, but I think definitely, you know, at that first step, it's like, let's figure out how we do this. And then it just starts melding together.
We're still figuring it out because, I mean, Ben, our drummer, is in his own band, The Absurd. He's also drums for our guitarist Connor's band, Karma Vulture. So we've got a ton of projects going on all at once. So it's a lot of fun. And I mean, so we have this like artist collective that we're trying to make into like a little startup production company called Penny Records. So I've been helping doing a lot of PR and social media for that. So we're spreading ourselves too thin, I think. I think we need more help.
But that's super cool, though. I love some good artist collectives.
Yeah, like back in the day, like I think a big inspiration was like Sub Pop and the whole 90s grunge movement. Like,
yeah,
that was the first time that like Nirvana was a mainstream band. Like that, to think about that happening right now, it seems unreasonable, you know? But they kind of just like built a whole world for themselves.
Yeah, 100%. That's a great example because Sub Pop, yeah, they were like the first ones, you know, released Bleach, and that was all just like boots on the ground.
It was DIY as fuck.
Yeah, that's the punk scene, man. I love some DIY shit. Just go and do it.
So much work.
It definitely. Oh yeah, it fucking is. But it's not. It's usually fun in the process. Maybe there will be a fight that breaks out at a show. A little entertainment
happens.
I have to start one just for the cred.
Just for some kicks and giggles, honestly.
Always I'm the tiniest one. I'm the youngest one and the tiniest one, so I'm always like the mosh pit starter. Because no one's gonna push
me. You're like, the bait. Like, go, start it.
Yeah. I can shove everyone. No one's gonna push me.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love that. So do you all have any like additional shows coming up? Any new music on the horizon? I know the album came out, it's 2021, so I'd imagine probably you guys are working on some material.
Yeah, we actually have a couple things coming out this year. We're aiming for a music video for this Kinks cover song that we did.
Nice.
It's going to be on a compilation album with Awesome Possum Records. It's going to be a ton of sweet pop punk bands also covering the Kinks. So look out for that this fall, and there'll be a music video with it. And then we're finishing up our next EP. So hopefully soon.
Nice. You got any details and any tea on it that you can reveal?
Ooh. I feel like our genres are all over the place. So like we're still figuring it out. Like Black Hole's a very like almost metal song. And now that we've moved to Nashville, like we have one country song kind of. It's more country bluesy. We're all over the place. I'd say that we're grungy blues rock because it kind of covers all the genres, but yeah, more surprises.
I like that though. There's nothing wrong with fusing some genres together.
Yeah. It's like too difficult for me to decide on one lane, which probably would be better for marketing purposes. Nah. But
honestly, we've had conversations with other artists and all genres are just getting kind of fused together, and it's really actually exciting time in music because it's no longer like this is a country band and it will play on country radio stations,
because radio's dying.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so really you're probably positioned at the right time.
I'm just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
It's what you gotta do sometimes. Well, before I turn it over to Leah for some lightning round questions, where can people find out about Cheetah Nest?
Ooh, we're everywhere. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, mainly Instagram. We're Cheetah Nest Official on Instagram.
Sweet.
got a YouTube. I need to make a TikTok because everyone needs to be on TikTok now.
It's the game.
It is the thing.
Yeah. So much work.
Yes.
Yes.
We do have a show coming up in Nashville at the East Room. It is August 27th, a Saturday.
Sweet.
Awesome. If you're in town, check it out. All right, lightning round, the most fun part of the interview process.
Yeah.
What is your favorite video game of all time?
Oh my God, Pac-Man, but like the arcade version.
Yes.
I'm very bad at Pac-Man, so.
The only one I can play. Interesting. I'm terrible at everything else.
I get stressed out. I get like in a corner and I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And then I can't get out. Like... What is an upcoming music release, not your own, that you're excited for?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, anything King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, they have so many releases. So they just keep them coming and they're all great.
I should check them out. That sounds exciting. Is Bigfoot real?
Bigfoot. I don't think so.
Me neither. Mothman might be.
There was that one X-Files.
God, I hope Mothman's real.
Bigfoot's questionable to me, though. Like, I don't know. Something about him just feels off.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Bigfoot. Actually, Bigfoot. I learned about Mothman the other week. I don't know. I did get spooky vibes up in Kentucky. So
there's a lot of spooky vibes going on in Kentucky into West Virginia. Let me tell you,
it's Mothman territory.
I have never had a good experience in West Virginia. It
really?
Has always been the weirdest ass situations.
It's
and
Mothman.
Especially if you go at night, I've had people that just randomly stand in the middle of the road at 12 a.m.
Oh,
and don't I'm just like do you want to fucking move?
Nope.
Like,
I'll be careful next time I'm going through West Virginia.
Yeah. It's the
It really is.
No offense to the West Virginians out there.
Sorry, West Virginian listeners.
Yes.
But your state's weird.
Yes.
I say this as a born Virginian, so I feel like I'm allowed to insult
that is
our
true.
Neighbor to the west.
There is a little bit. It's a New York, New Jersey situation.
Yes. Yes.
Very,
it's my
very
birthright.
Similar. Yes.
Believe it.
Our final question is our signature question that we ask everyone on the show. If you were a cereal, what would you be and why?
I think I would choose Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's just my favorite cereal, you know?
Solid answer.
The cinnamoniness and then the cinnamilk afterwards.
Great answer.
Got sweet and spice.
Love that. Well, Jasmine, this has been so much fun talking with you. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to Death of Fawn for our intro riff. You can visit our website at shiorakyu.com. There you can find links to our socials, the show notes, and you can reach out to us and contact us. And remember, don't do drugs.